The Resources Board is effectively changing rules written in the 1960s when most waterfront buildings were seasonal cottages. Some, like the Wisconsin Association of Lakes, say new development since then has harmed water quality and wildlife. Bill O'Connor is a lawyer for the association. He says the newly approved rules will apply to newly constructed patios and driveways, in other words, impervious surfaces that cause runoff.
One of the things that this rule does that will have a significant effect on water quality is that it will limit the extent to which lots located within 300 feet of the water can be covered up with those impervious surfaces.
Only 15% of land located within that 300-foot barrier could be impervious. So homeowners wanting to add on could not build horizontally, though they could add another story. The rule changes will have to be approved by the legislature. O'Connor predicts they'll pass since the Natural Resources Board already adopted changes made in the legislative process. He acknowledges people like living on the water, but stresses so do animals.
A huge percentage of the habitat that provides the nesting sites, places to forage for food, places to find shelter from your enemies, occurs right near the edge where the land meets the water.
If the legislature passes the rules, counties will have 2 years to write new ordinances. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.